Matador by Barnaby Conrad, plus the true story of Manolete, Spain's greatest hero.
Lament for Ignacio Sánchez Mejías by Federico García Lorca. The deep bass chords began at 5 in the afternoon. The bells of arsenic and the smoke at 5 in the afternoon. On the street corners, groups of silence at 5 in the afternoon. And only the bull with heart uplifted at 5 in the afternoon.
Author's note. The reader is asked to remember that the art of tautomachy is centuries old, that only the outcome, not the ceremony, varies, that the banderilleros are usually older men, the picadors usually fat, the bulls usually black, and, according to Blasco Ibáñez, the only beast in the Plaza de Toros is the crowd. Therefore, any tale of bullfighting must follow the same essential pattern. Though the events described in this book are as true to life as the author can make them, the characters themselves, with the exception of the great matador Juan Belmonte, who makes a brief appearance, are entirely fictitious. It was a very special day, this Sunday in May, not only for Sevilla, the spiritual capital of bullfighting, but for all of the Iberian Peninsula and even for many countries in Latin America. People had come from all over Spain and Portugal and many parts of Europe, and what tickets there were left to be scalped by the revendedores were going for as high as $150. It was a very special day, because Francisco Torres y Núñez called Pacote, the greatest matador of his generation and considered one of the three greatest bullfighters who ever lived, had been goaded into a last performance after having announced his retirement. For killing 2 Miura bulls, he would receive the unequaled sum of $30,000, 6 times the amount of the average matador. But that was not the reason he was fighting. For in his 8 years as a senior matador, he had made $4 million, and he had no desire for more money. He had come from his big home in Córdoba with his entourage the day before the fight and was installed in a suite at the lavish Hotel Andalusia Palace. The hotel is 300 yards from the sluggish, tree-lined Guadalquivir River, and only a few blocks away, hugging the river, is the ancient Plaza de Toros, La Maestranza. Hours before the fight, people who could not afford a ticket had waited along the boulevard and lingered at the sidewalk cafes to watch him make this last trip to a bullring, the beginning of the end to an amazing career. At 3:15, the first fence...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?